that music.
You know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is the Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Network, Station 1. It's 10 p.m. Pacific time in California. It's 1 a.m. Sunday morning in New York. And this show comes from New York, believe it or not. And that's why I, the host, Tom Edison, claim that the Connect the Dots radio show is better than Coast to Coast, because if you try to listen to Coast to Coast at 1 a.m. in the New York metropolitan area, they banned it. They don't allow you to listen to Coast to Coast. They force the audiences to listen. You want to listen to Coast to Coast, maybe? No way. They're going to make you listen to some doctor that wants to poison you with radiation. And that's what's on all night. That's why, if you are a Coast to Coast listener, you need to be a BBS listener, because Saturday night, 10 p.m., Sunday morning, 1 a.m. in the New York area, this is where you're going to hear the stuff about the UFOs, the secret government projects, the ETs, the good ones, the bad ones, the event that's coming, the sun radiations, the spinning of the earth, the spinning of the moon, all the Galactic Federation craft that are in our solar system now. This is all happening now. And it's all connected with that four-letter word, love, because the good guys are bringing love to planet Earth, and they're going to overpower the bad guys with love. That's right. Whether the bad guys like it or not, they're going to get whipped severely with love. And hopefully it'll take that smirk off their face and change their attitude, and maybe they can become loving beings too. And we're part of the invasion force ourselves. The human race has been invited. Every individual, if he can project love into the collective consciousness of humanity, you're doing your part to increase the love frequency, because that's what it's all about. When you can increase the frequencies, eventually the frequencies get so high that the evil, no good, so-and-so mother effers are no longer in control. They have no hold on us, and they're gradually losing their hold on us. And it's all because love is being brought to the planet Earth. And this is the reality of what's playing out now. But the game isn't over yet. We still have to increase the love vibrations. And that's why I talk about it. I use four-letter words, love. That's the best four-letter word there ever was. And that's what every individual listening to my voice needs to do. You need to understand you have to do your participation. You have to be part of the solution. Because if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And the solution is love, love vibrations, increasing the frequencies. Because love is a very high, high frequency. And the higher the frequency gets, the stronger the love vibration gets. And eventually, when there's a giant collective consciousness of love, evil cannot exist. They can't take it. They start pulling their hair out. They start melting into a puddle of slop. Or they get with it and join the chorus of love and become good guys. And that's one thing I like to do. I like to take bad guys and turn them into good guys. Hey, we all can do that. But the message here is love, love, love. Everybody should be singing it and thinking it in their minds continuously. When you don't know what to think or say, just think love. Project it out of your heart. That's right. You know, it's the middle chakra of the major seven. It's the, on the chromatic scale, it's the F note. That's right. Everything is connected in the universe. In fact, you know, I've said it before, this is an educational show. When I talk, I just don't talk to hear myself talk. I've got important things to say. That's why I rarely have guests on, because I've just got so much to say, there's rarely time for guests. But if it's a call-in show, which gives everybody an opportunity to be a surprise guest. You know, if you got a telephone, hey, the number's 888-627-6008. And I'm one of the few people, I'll repeat that phone number. You want to call in and share some love or wisdom with us? The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Okay. As I was saying, on the chromatic scale, or even on the diatonic scale, it's the F note, the frequency of the F note, that's connected with your heart vibrations. But for those of you who like C notes, do you know if you sing a C note here on the physical plane, it's going to vibrate a C note in the next dimension, or next zone of reality, and the one after that, because that is the frequency, there are common denominators. All the dimensions are linked with common denominators. How about that? It could be common diameters if you are measuring the wave pulse between nodes. You could talk about referring to that as a diameter, but why bother? We've got musical scales, the diatonic scale, the chromatic scale. The F note is the heart vibration. And that's something to think about. You want to project love into the universe? Well, you can tone an F note, and if you have a guitar, you can pluck an F note, and before you do that, be sure to tune your A string to 432 hertz, because we've all been deceived in the 440 hertz thing. That was basically done to homogenize music for piano, so you could play any piece of music in any key, and it would all sound the same or okay. You know, that's why the classic musicians of the past, the Bees, Bonds, Beethoven, Bach, you know, they wrote different pieces of music in different keys, because when you don't homogenize the music with the 440 hertz, music played in different keys has it's different. The song will definitely be different whether you play in the key of C as opposed to the key of F. It'll be a little different, or you could be a really obscure key of F sharp. The music will sound different. You see, once they homogenize the music, the notes between, like between an F note and a G note, is an F sharp note. Or it could be referred to as a G flat note. With the 440 whitewash homogenization, the F sharp and the G flat become the same note. But when we tune back to the normal original scale, that's in tune with the universe, 432 hertz for an A note. I think it's 256 for a C. But the best way to refer to it is the 432 hertz connection. The an F sharp note is not going to be a G flat note. There's going to be a frequency difference, and that makes all the difference in the world. And okay, the music lesson is over. I just had to spit that out because I play guitar. And I write songs, and I record songs. Hey, if you go to the BBS Radio Network, which you should do to check out all the great people that bring you information without rotten commercials, In fact, that's another reason I say BBS radio better than Coast to Coast, because we don't have those rotten commercials. You know, I started listening to Coast years ago. You know, I'm not giving them a plug, but I'm just telling you the fact. They've had a lot of good people on listen, but you know what kills me and what I don't like about the show is 10 to 15 minutes out of every half hour is commercials. That's sickening, really. And some of these people that advertise, like they're advertising chemotherapy and things that got nothing to do with the topics that are talked about. But here, you don't have to listen to that nonsense. You've got commercial-free radio here on BBS. And that's why BBS radio is better than Coast to Coast, especially on a Saturday night at this time, between 10 and 11 on the West Coast and between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. on the East Coast. And I myself, I can't speak for everybody, but I talk about all the things that those other radio stations talk about and the 1,001 guests they have, and sometimes they keep having the same guests back. But I talk about all this stuff. Now, I was just talking about music. Oh, yeah, I said, go to BBS Radio, check out my show, click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., and Pacific time, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's what all the shows are scheduled in Pacific time. You click on my name of my show, Connect the Dots, it'll take you to the CD Baby link, where I have my two albums out there, and I've got great songs on those albums, and you get to listen to 29 seconds of each song, and you can just buy one song if you just find one you like. But, you know, I have to do my own promotion for that, because I've said it before, and I don't make a big deal about it, but I am running for president. I need to get some money from somehow, because I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate. I've got the credentials. Just go visit my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Simple like that. You can get it on your cell phone. I have the most fantastic website a presidential candidate ever put up. You can get it on the cell phone. It looks perfectly cool. I just get to the meeting situation and say, look, here, I can solve all the problems like this. In fact, one of the things I have is a formula to solve any racial issue. That's right. People are throwing their hands up in the air, don't know what to do, because they got, you know, they don't have the knowledge. Racial issues are easy to solve. That's right. In fact, being the president of the United States, the easiest job in the world. All you have to do is have the knowledge and know what to do with it. And that's why I run, because I am the most qualified person to ever run for the office. But I need to get a little funny. That's why I ask people to buy my records, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, buy my music, so I can get some funding to get out there on the road. Because we got a lot of problems to solve. In fact, I'm looking to solve problems just by running for president, because there's so many things that need to be addressed that the Congress, the U.S. Congress, is not willing to do anything. They don't want to do anything. You know, they're lazy. They're dumb. They're stupid. They have no solutions anyhow. And they get annoyed that we're always bothering them to get them to do things. And if we didn't bother them, they would do totally nothing, which is close to where they do anyhow. So much for that. I could use some financial support, because I wasn't born rich, wasn't born with a silver spoon like President Trump or 90% of the other people in Congress. You need a certain amount of money to go out there and meet the people, go on tour. Hey, I'm talking about the entertainment education tour. Hey, if you got a band and want to go on tour, we'll split all the money that's collected, because I don't need that much money. Any donations that we get along the way, I'll split it with you. And that'll be the pay. You're willing to work for what you earn? Well, hey, the offer is out there. But, you know, you got to be available to hit the road. And just go one stop to the next, because we want to meet as many pie pill as possible, because the common people have to solve the problems in this nation. The government isn't going to do crap, and everybody should know that by now. Hey, if you're out in California, boy, I mean, there's so many nicknames for California now, like vaccination hell, rob you blind, everything, kill you with chemtrails, kill you with 5G. I hear the schools in Los Angeles, there's such a toxic wave of bad energy there. You're killing your kids by sending them to school in Los Angeles. They've got so many broadcasters and Wi-Fi machines in every classroom. I think it's 40 to 45 in every classroom, and your poor kid has to sit, you know, hours in classrooms that are broadcasting all kinds of dangerous frequencies, hour after hour after hour after. You're killing your kids. Plus, it ruins their DNA. It makes them sterile. Did you stop and think about that? Has the Los Angeles public school system told you about what your kids are being subjected to? And forget about the vaccination. Like I said, California, that's vaccination hell country. You know, they're insane. All those vaccinations, it's too much. And they're purposely killing your kids. Hey, it's all part of Agenda 21. Look it up on the internet. There's a horror story for you there. In fact, I was looking at it just the other day. You know what's crazy? The Agenda 21 was started a long time ago, and all the things that the goals they were looking to achieve outside of the total depopulation of the Earth, every one of them, they've achieved already. They got all the bad programs going, racism, that deliberate racism, false flag racism, false flag events. You know, that's nonstop now. And they're poisoning food, poisoning the water, poisoning the air, vaccinations, fluoride in the water, GMOs. I was watching a video by a scientist guy I know, a very famous guy. He's the inventor of what was called pyramid power. I was watching one of his videos, and he's just talking about things. He mentions he goes to, him and his friend, they're in California, they go to the supermarket, they take their Geiger counters with them, get this, Geiger counters, and they find out a lot of the vegetables are radioactive. I mean, is this insanity or what? Is your supermarket warning you before you go into it? Hey, some of the food might be radioactive. You'll have to bring your own Geiger counter, though. Of course, you know, Geiger counters are not cheap, so how many people are going to go to the trouble? But I'm seriously, after watching that video, I'm seriously thinking of getting one myself. I mean, I already have a microwave frequency thing I take wherever I go, and believe me, I'm in New York. You walk down 34th Street around Penn Station in New York, forget it. You're walking through a cooking microwave. It doesn't stop. It throws the meter off the scale the whole length of the street. It's insane. And I feel sorry for the poor people who have to work there and hang in the same location all day, but it's going to affect their health. They're going to be getting cancer from that. So much for that. But, hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. You got any things you'd like to connect, call in the number here, 888-627-6008. Today I'm going for the record today. I'm going to let everybody know that, hey, I'm one of the fastest talkers live when I get going. I mean, there's not that many people that can really talk fast, but I work on it. Sometimes I slow it down, but hey, I only got an hour show, so I like to talk fast. I want to cram in as much as possible. Like the number 12. Did you know the significance of the number 12? Or just how many things? It's part of our world. You ever wonder why the number 12 shows up so much in our world? It has to be some significance to it. I'll just give you an idea. Like, the face of a round clock has 12 big numbers. A 24-hour day is divided into 12 hours in the a.m., 12 hours in p.m. There are 12 months in the solar year. Grade school consists of 12 grades. Formal childhood ends at age 12. There are 12 ages of the zodiac. Of course, some people say there's 13, but we accept the 12 also. Old American television sets were equipped with a station tuner dial of exactly 12 preset channels. There are 12 basic dialing buttons on a phone. Originally, our solar system had 12 planets orbiting the sun. The famous Jesus of Nazareth handpicked exactly 12 male disciples and also 12 female disciples. The female disciples, they were removed from the Bible because of the prejudice against females back in those days. The prejudice of the Romans who put the Bible together in, 323 A.D. under the authority of the Roman Catholic Church. You know, I mean, there's really, you know, people say, well, who wrote the Bible? No, God didn't write the Bible. The Bible is a collection of 66 books, or in some cases more books, depending on which Bible you're reading, put together by the Roman Catholic Church under the supervision of the Roman government, who were the rulers of the world back then. Now, that's the real answer. We could call it the Bible, World First Encyclopedia. Large collection of books put together. A dozen is 12. And 12 by 12 is a gross. How gross is that? well, I make some interesting comments about that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, the name of the show here is Connect the Dots, so I'm just going to read something out of my book here. Connect the Dots Theory concludes that all of the aforementioned familiar manifestations of the number 12 have been purposely seeded into our physical reality to hopefully get us to rediscover all of the following connections to the number 12 that relate to the underlying matrix of total multidimensional reality in our universe. As stated earlier in Chapter 1 of Connect the Dots Theory, coincidences are purposely created. They don't happen by chance. The following are just a few universal realities that are connected to the number 12. Hey, this is an educational show. There are 12 major vertical dimensions of total reality. Each is subdivided into 12 separate zones or overtones. A book known as The Keys of Enoch reveals that the planet Earth has both 12 major natural time warp areas and 12 major artificial time warp areas. A Star of David configuration can be formed with 12 equilateral triangles. Hey, how about that? Also known as a hexagram. The outline of a perfectly shaped octahedron can be made with 12 straight lines of identical length. Hey. The outline of a cube can be also fashioned with 12 straight lines of identical length. Now we're getting into geometry here. The geometric shape called a dodecahedron has 12 faces. I'm not saying whether ugly or pretty, but it has 12 faces. You know, and talking about faces, hey, the faces, the sides of the pyramid are called faces. The sloping sides of a pyramid are called faces. Did you know that? So, like, the Great Pyramid has four sloping faces, each one pointing to one of the cardinal directions. And there's reasons why four-sided pyramids are used in some circumstances, and then there's the five-sided pyramids. Now, a four-sided pyramid, obviously, like the Great Pyramid, it's there to connect with the directions and the directional flows of energy. Where a five-side pyramid, each corner angle is 72 degrees. Again, we're connecting with the number 12. 72 is 6 times 12 is 72. So all of these connections are being made on purpose for reasons to connect with everything. One other interesting fact that most people don't realize about the Great Pyramid, everybody swears they know everything about the Great Pyramid. Now, I already mentioned that the sloping sides of the pyramid are called the faces. Well, why does the Great Pyramid have a slope of 51 degrees, 51 minutes, and 14.3 seconds? Yeah, that's a real exact measurement there. Why does it have such a unique exact measurement? Because if you took seven of those Great Pyramids and matched a sloping face to a sloping face and went around, you will have completed the 360 degrees. Again, coincidences are created. That's why the Great Pyramid has the slope angle of 51 degrees, 51 minutes, 14.3 seconds. Now, if you could look into, start paying attention to slopes, and I'll only stay this on this a minute more here, if not less, it's an interesting fact to note that there are eight Egyptian pyramids that have a slope of 53 degrees, 7 minutes, 48 seconds. Well, I'll let you figure out what the reason for that is. But look it up. There has to be some significance for eight of them to use a slope of 53 degrees, 7 minutes, 48 seconds. Hey, that brings us to quartz crystals. You know, crystals are alive. Quartz. We can call it the most perfect resonating physical substance on planet Earth. It's capable, clear crystal quartz is capable of tuning into every frequency in the whole universe. That's right. You can tune into more than you can tune into as a human being. So these are good things for you to work with. Crystals are your friends. They're tools. You can use them. You can roll crystal balls around your chakras and cleanse them. And one interesting thing I found out, hey, there's nothing stranger than truth. There's nothing more interesting than truth. When I got my first crystal ball and started working with it, and revolving it around my chakras with the palms of my hands and taking breaths, you know, to do it the proper way to get the most benefit out of it, I quickly found out that the crystal ball was getting, the quartz crystal ball was getting clearer. It's amazing. Truth is amazing, and it's interacting. It's an interaction with life. Start working with quartz crystals. And I still put the word out there. I'm looking to be contacted by somebody else who has one of these magical Lemurian crystals with the triangle etched into the face. I've only received one major vision out of this crystal, but the one was a gem that I did receive. But I hear when they're put together with other Lemurian crystals with the triangle etched in the face, there's another thing that has a face. Not only human beings and animals have faces, but crystals have faces too. So do pyramids. And that is single termination. Large size crystal with a triangle etched in the face. If anybody knows anybody, have them get in touch with me. Call in the radio show here if you happen to have one. Call in right now. Number's 888-627-6008. That's 6008. 008, that means, 888-627-6008 means 6008. Well, just in case you needed that explained, hey, I explained it. What can I say except I explained it? You know, co-creation is the way of the universe. It's everywhere around you, and it's an observable fact that, when you're a little child, the world we've been living in, you're told, yeah, your parents create you, your mother and father created you. Well, there's a lot more to a human being than just your mother and father. Your personality comes from the original source of all that is, God, the Heavenly Father. Here's another thing we'll get into right here. Yeah, I said the Heavenly Father. And we can just stop this ridiculous argument, well, we don't know whether God is he or a she. Well, when the real information has been given to the human race. It was back in the 1920s. And the reason, in fact, it's in my book. Forget about the 1920s. I got it in my book, Chapter 7. The real reason that God is referred to as the Heavenly Father, and it's interesting to find out that the Galactic Federation of Light people don't seem to refer to God personally, but we, because Jesus walked the earth and taught us about his Father in heaven and that we should refer to him as the Heavenly Father, gave us a personal connection to the original source of all that is. And it's better to have a personal connection than just call it what you don't know personally source, because when you're personally connected to the original source of all that is, he is your Heavenly Father. And of course, the real God, the Heavenly Father, has the ability to tune into everybody, every second of their life, every creature that he wants to tune in. I'm sure some of them he doesn't want to tune into because they've turned out to be sour notes. But anyhow, the reason it's the Heavenly Father and not the Heavenly Mother is because sex did not exist when God decided to create. Originally, there was just God, the original source of all there is. That's all there was. And I explained it in my book, but I'll just explain it now real briefly. The first two creations was God, the one and only, turned himself into the Trinity, becoming the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. At this point in time, everything was spirit. There was no physical reality. There was no living creatures. There was no male or female. And the story has been told to humanity. Few people know it. I try to talk about it now and then. It falls under the guise of the fifth apocryphal revelation. And for those who are keeping numbers, the teachings of Jesus were the fourth apocryphal revelation to the human race. I'm not even going to talk about the first three, but in the fifth apocryphal revelation, we, the people of Earth, were given special information that apparently other beings that are actually more highly evolved in many ways than us haven't been given. So if they're listening, they can learn something too. So that was the first creations were spirit. And all the creations after that, countless spirit beings were created. Ancient of Days, the Supreme Being, God Almighty, all these names that we loosely use and we think we're talking about God. No, we're not talking about God. We're talking about other powerful spirit beings that were created. And this went on for eons and eons and eons. And then at one point in time, and it was just the Trinity created. That's why all spiritual connections are of the numbers 3 and 7. Because 7 equals all the possibilities that the three personalities of the original source of all that is, God. 7 is the most possibilities that can come out of 3. And that's why 3 and 7 are spiritual numbers. Hey, this is just common sense, simple mathematics. So it didn't get to the point until God started creating other beings, the Trinity, otherwise known as the Paradise Trinity. You know, sometimes the Heavenly Father creates by himself, sometimes he creates with the Eternal Son, sometimes he creates with the Infinite Spirit, sometimes they all create together, etc., etc. Only 7 possibilities exist. So it came to the point in time when the Heavenly Father, who is the number one, he decided that he was going to create beings that had the power to create also. And this is all under the, we're talking about co-creation here. So, I don't know whether it was the first group of beings, but one of the first group of beings was the Creator Sons. And by the way, that's what Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is a Creator Son. Actually, he has another title in the heavenly realms where he rules our portion of the universe at this point in time. And it's documented that he will return here someday. But he is, basically, that's his most powerful title, a Creator Son. Now, at that point in time, when God created other spirit beings to create other life forms, that's when the female, male-female thing came in. Because once a Creator Son is created and he decides he wants to create the creatures for his section of the universe that he's been given to create in, automatically appears his female counterpart. We can call this the goddess. And that's where male-female starts. And so that's why when you refer to the original source of all this, there is, in a personal way, which I do, the Heavenly Father, which is the way the Lord Jesus Christ taught mankind to pray when the disciples asked him, with our Father who art in heaven, and I refer to him as the Heavenly Father because I've learned the detailed info here. That's why it's he. Because there was no female at that point in time when creation began. So there's no argument here, but the facts are out there. I'm telling you the historical records that were shared with the people of planet Earth through the fifth apocalyptic revelation. You know? And if you have a problem with that, well, you have a problem with the revealers of the fifth apocalyptic revelation, and I have no reason to say anything but the truth, because that's what's important in life. So, boy, you got a big lesson in how the whole universe operates. In fact, the fifth apocalyptic revelation explains how the whole thing works. There's energy wheels, there's power creators, there's all kinds of thousands and thousands of spirit being created. Creatures that were created that co-create and set up the systems for the creator gods to create in other entities under other titles that they can create. And your parents, the physical beings, also participated in the co-creation of you. And all these things are happening and working together. And it's all explained, really. You know, it's not that hard to understand when you put it in a simplified language. You know, people, too many of these people, you know, that think they know so much about how the universe works and they use all these complicated words, they make the thing more complicated than it really is. It's really not that complicated. In fact, starting with once you can understand and accept the story of how the Trinity came to be, from that point on, that was the creation of mathematics. Because once the Trinity started creating, they started creating things like the Platonic solids. Now you need geometry and mathematics to document what's happening. You know? So I boldly say geometry came before numbers. Because, let's face it, if you're God, you don't need to have numbers to know the calculations of what's being extended and projected where. You just simply know it. Numbers and geometry are needed for the other creatures that you've created, or spirit beings, especially down at the physical level. So I challenge all the so-called scientists that say the universe is based on mathematics. No, it's not. It's based on thought projection, creating realities out of nothing by the original source of all that is, and geometry came before mathematics. Hey, you want to call it up and debate it? Call it up. Number here, 888-627-6008. But I've done my homework on this, and you're going to have to work awfully hard to prove me wrong on that one. But here's other much more important things to talk about in the meantime. What's happening here on Earth? We got chain of command structures are killing. They're using, you know, there's good people and bad people. The bad people are ruled by the bad ETs. That's right, our world is under control of bad ETs. It's coming out now. It's disclosure of all the things, and full disclosure is coming. You know, people have been talking about this for years and trying to get the government to give us full disclosure. Well, full disclosure is never going to come from the U.S. government or any other worldly government. Because, they've done too many wrong things. They don't want to give full disclosure because they'll have to admit to all the bad things they've done and all the bad groups they've been working with. But full disclosure is coming from the good ETs, the Galactic Federation of Light, that's here, projecting love into our world and getting us ready for the event when there will be full disclosure. It will be like a science fiction movie coming true. The ships, the mother ships, and the smaller ships will land various places across our planet and start revealing the truth, start arresting the bad guys like Soros. I think he's one of them. And we all have our favorite bad guys, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. I could go on and on. Let's not waste our time with that. But that's what's going to happen, and that's when we will get full disclosure. And, hey, a lot of this is info is out on Twitter now, talking about giving us all free replicators so we won't have we can replicate anything we want. Apparently, these devices do exist just like they do in Star Trek. Replicators, wow. Then we won't need money to buy anything anymore. If everybody has a replicator, I'll just program my replicator to give me anything I want, and I've got it. Hey, what could be easier? Good days are coming. But that's it, and we'll get full disclosure of the true history of Earth and how we've been manipulated and used and abused. And it's still going on. So there's light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not out of the tunnel yet. That's why, as I said earlier in the show, everybody has to do their part. You have to do, You know, there's love in your heart. Start projecting it out there. Start treating people kinder. When you run into the jerks that want to cause the trouble, like walk away from them or just ignore them. Sometimes that's the best thing to do. Don't waste your time arguing. You know, hey, empty barrels make the most noise. Why? So if you're running into an empty barrel that's making a lot of noise, don't waste your time trying to set them straight. Just walk away because you know what the truth is. So anyhow, in the meantime, oh my God, along with Agenda 21, the bad guys they're using chain of command structures against us. You know, the police are supposed to protect and serve, but they're all being brainwashed into being military maniacs. You know, people are getting killed. They pull people over for traffic stops, and people end up getting shot because they didn't take out their license fast enough or something ridiculous like that. Or they didn't roll down the window fast enough, so the cop wanted to, you know, it's on a short fuse and gets annoyed, and he thinks he has the gun. He thinks he has the authority to shoot anybody and get away with it, and they are in some cases getting away with it. Well, that's a chain of command structure being used against us. We need a different type of policing system, obviously. It's not that hard to set up, but we got to do it, you know? Those of us, again, we have to go out there and do our share of the work because we're not out of the tunnel yet. And then we got this stupid 5G is going to try to be brought online. And it's probably going to be put online. And government is going to allow this to happen, you know? It's being done on purpose to kill us, make us sick. Some people will die from it. Within a week or two, other people will just start getting cancer in a couple of weeks, fourth stage cancer. Oh, of course, hey, pharmaceutical companies, that's money in their pocket. They're behind this plan, you know. But it's happening. Just walk out to your telephone pole in front of your house. Look at all the strange wires up there. Look at all the strange devices, you know. We have to start taking command of the situation. We, the people here, because government is asleep at the wheel or hopelessly bribed, into oblivion. There's people down in Washington, D.C. now trying to lobby the senators because this problem started with the Senate passing ridiculous laws, and it's going to have to be legally solved. But guess what? If it doesn't get legally solved, we have a right to save our lives and do whatever we have to do, whatever that may be, and we'll decide that on an individual base or group base to save ourselves from being barbecued. Microwave to death in our houses while we sleep. It's not right. And there, again, chain of command system is being used against us. You know, the Congress has sold us out to the fact where states, cities, and towns cannot say no to these systems being put up and turned on. Is that insane? Well, that's chain of command structures being used against you. You know? Talk about, you know, our government. I hate talking about the government. The government is corrupt. U.S. government is just corrupt about it. It's as bad as about every other government. I'm not going to kid you. That's why I'm running for president. Because as president, you know, I'm going to uncorrupt it to the best of my ability. Tough job, but I'm ready to tackle it. It can be done. It can be done with love and ingenuity. Let me just tell you, like, how, I mean, the information is staring us right in the face. I've said it before, I say it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. The obelisk in Washington, D.C. is a mind control device. The largest obelisk in the world is in the heart of the city, capital city of the most powerful nation on earth. Now, is that a coincidence? Of course it is. It's a created coincidence. And you just have to buy yourself a book or two to teach yourself that pyramids are broadcasters and receivers. Obelisks all have a pyramid on top. And if you, you can go on the internet and find out a lot of interesting information about the top part of the Washington Monument. Gold-plated rods to strengthen the corners of the capstone. Gold-plated. Well, gold is not a strengthening thing. Gold is soft, in fact. Gold-plated is to uplift, make the frequency broadcasting more powerful. And I remember when I was listening to the guy on the Montauk Project that he had quit, talking about how the military, their broadcasting antennas, they call them Delta T's, which is their terminology for an octahedron. And I'm sure I've told this before, but I'll tell it again, because this is knowledge every human being should understand. A physical pyramid, which every obelisk has on the top of it, automatically creates an invisible inverted pyramid below it, an identical reflection. This is the science of the universe. This is how it works. It works automatically with any pyramid. And once you have that octahedron shape, that's the Delta T broadcaster. So even though you only see a pyramid, four-faced pyramid atop of the Washington Monument, there's an invisible inverted one to make the octahedron or the Delta T broadcasting thing at the top. And all they have to do is broadcast the proper frequencies to make the dummies even stupider and keep them awash in a field of mind-controlling energy. And you wonder why nothing ever gets done in Washington? Well, the whole thing was planned that way from the beginning. Besides that, it's got the Mark of the False Gods. That's one of my chapters in Connect the Dots Theory. Why don't you just Google it, Connect the Dots Theory. You can get to view some of the pages. You can get to view what the index in the front, and that is one of the chapters, Mark of the False Gods, and that is one of their markers, obelisks, and things set at 45 degrees off the cardinal directions, because the universe is connected with the four cardinal directions, or six if you want to count nadir for, and zenith as to up and down. So 45 degrees off kilter with the out of sync, 45 degrees out of sync with the cardinal directions is the farthest way you can get from the real God. And that's what the evil creatures in our universe want to do. They don't want any connection with God. They want to get as far away as possible. And so they set up things like Washington, D.C. on purpose, laying out the streets to be 45 degrees off sync with the cardinal directions, the natural directions. And this is important information. Then it all starts to make sense. Hey, let me just remind you people about 2010, 2011, with all these mass animal killings around the world. Well, they were testing the energy weapons. You've seen what they did with them in California with the last California fires. Again, this is chain of command systems being used against you. They were picking out people's cars, melting them for target practice, you know, to fine-tune the energy weapons, you know, death rays. And something similar to that is what's going up on the 5G, on a smaller version, on a telephone pole in front of your house. That's why this is so dangerous. And these weapons go through walls, that's it. Unless you're going to aluminum plate your whole house to protect you from these microwave arrays. They're pulsating over 90,000 times per second through your body. You're going to be in trouble. That's why we don't want the system to go on. And we can't let these chain of command structures and systems kill us. Because your local town mayor is going to say, there's nothing I can do. The state's going to say, nothing I can do. Because the problem really needs to be stopped at the federal level. Well, I guess, you know, we're going to have to do whatever to do to shut this system down. So we need to find out how it works, what wires need to be disconnected or something like that. We'll have to use some ingenuity and do some physical actions to save ourselves because the chain of command structures are being used to kill us by the New World Order. That's right. What do you think the FEMA camps are again? There's chain of command structures that are going to come in your neighborhood and tell everybody to get out, evacuate, go to the FEMA camp, and then they'll just microwave you to death in the FEMA camp. And they're going to tell you all other stupid things to do. And we have to be ready for this and use some common sense and not listen to chain of command structures when they're giving us stupid orders. And we have a right to do that. If you're in the military and your military commander has got a chip in the back of his neck and he starts giving you orders, go into the town and kill all the babies like you used to do in the old days, you have to have some common sense and understand this man has lost his mind or he's under control by the bad ETs or the reptilians or something, and you can't follow those orders, and we're going to have to put up some roadblocks to these chain of command systems because they are going to use them on ignorant people. They're going to tell you to walk down the street to the Fukushima nuclear plant and wait for instructions. Meanwhile, you'll die of radiation poisoning. This is... They're planning on doing this. And they're going to march you to the FEMA camp. They're going to tell you to stay in your house. They're going to declare martial law. They're going to turn on the 5G system, declare martial law, and you're stuck in your house where they're microwaving you to death. Well, this is where it's going. So it's time everybody wakes up, turn off the TV, turn off the cell phone, and go out and meet your neighbors and start organizing to protect yourselves from an onslaught world attack on everybody here in the United States. It's coming. Beware. There's light at the end of the tunnel with the Galactic Federation of Light, but it's not happening fast enough. We'd like it to happen faster. That's why I say, do your part, project love every day, and help us get there to the event, because once the ETs, good ETs show up, they'll take care of all the bad guys. They'll get rid of the chemtrail pollution. They'll take down the 5G system. But will we make it to that day? Because there's an agenda to depopulate the Earth by 95%, and they got all the tools ready, and they're just raring to go. And they're going to use chain of command systems to box us into a corner and then microwave us to death. And do target practice on us with their energy beam weapons. It's that bad, really. We should be going out and having fun, playing games, cruising around like we used to do when gasoline was cheap. More conspiracy nonsense. You know, your automobiles are death traps nowadays. You don't realize that. You know, we'll all be riding down the highway. Don't think it can't happen. Somebody's going to push a button somewhere in a chain of command structure, and everybody's airbag is going to pop in your face. Yeah, airbags protect you. No, they're going to kill you with your own airbags. Believe me, don't tell me it can't be done. I know science. Okay, so anyhow, enough gloom and doom. The key word is love, and tell your friends to tune in next week because we'll talk more about love because we have to get on the love wagon and project it as a collective consciousness. Anyhow, it's coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. If you listen before, you know, you hear the fantastic guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? I hope you are. And followed by song been on the survey for over 50 weeks, I Gotta Be Somebody. Original songs by me. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my idea.